Chapter 1. Mrs. Warren's Problem.
Well, Mrs. Warren, I'm sorry, but I can't help you. I have other things to do,
said Sherlock Holmes, looking at the papers on his desk. But Mrs. Warren did not go away.
You helped my lodger, Mr. Hobbs, last year,
said Mrs. Warren, looking at Holmes.
Yes, I remember,
said Holmes.
Mr. Hobbs said you are a kind, helpful man. Why can't you help me?
Asked Mrs. Warren. Holmes looked at her and said,
All right, Mrs. Warren, tell me about your problem. I understand your new lodger always stays in his rooms and you never see him. There's nothing strange about that.
But I'm really afraid and I can't sleep,
said Mrs. Warren.
I hear his quick footsteps from morning to night, but I never see him. Why is he hiding? My husband is worried too, but he is away all day at work. I'm alone at home with the girl who helps me clean, and I'm very frightened.
Holmes looked at her kindly and said,
Please sit down, Mrs. Warren. Now, if I decide to help you, I must know everything. Do you understand? The smallest thing can be the most important. You said that the man came 10 days ago and paid you for 2 weeks. Is that correct?
Yes,
said Mrs. Warren.
I asked him to pay £2 a week for a small sitting room and a bedroom at the top of the house.
Well?
Asked Holmes.
He said, I'll pay you £5 a week if I can have the rooms on my conditions. I'm a poor woman, sir, and Mr. Warren doesn't make much money. I needed the extra money. The man...